to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Okay, welcome to the Thursday edition, the live edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm back live today. I've taken a few days off. Glad to be back today. And people have been emailing me going, Greg, where have you been? And I put it up on my website. But let me explain before I get to my first guest, Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins. We're going to talk taxes today. The IRS, April 15th, is right around the corner. And we're going to show you why you shouldn't file. And just forget about it because you don't owe it. It's a voluntary tax. We're going to get into that with Eric. In the second hour, I have Walter Burian on. And if you'll remember, Walter discussed the comprehensive annual financial reports, which governments hide. Walter had gone on a activist tour many, many years ago to alert Americans how much money actually the politicians are stealing from us by not releasing the comprehensive annual financial report, CAFRA, as he calls it. And we'll talk about how Mr. Burian has been persecuted for trying to reveal this, because when you get into their pockets, they don't like it. And the Vatican-led New World Order wants to remain rich while we become slaves of the system. We talk about that much on my show. But let me just explain where I've been the last few days and what's coming up. I told people on my show before, I went through a serious dental surgery about two or three years ago. And this resulted from the fact I used to ride horses, race horses, and I took an untimely fall. I lost a number of teeth from a horse's hoof, and it created a situation where finally I had to have a full mouth reconstruction on my teeth. Well, anyway, I have an infection with some of the implants again, and I've settled down the infection now, but I will be going to get surgery again. It's not going to interrupt the show at all, but I'll be in Los Angeles for a while to get this done, because the only the doctor that did it is an oral surgeon from L.A., so I have to go back there. So it's going to just disrupt my life a little bit, but not the show as before. I can still do it, maybe take a day or two off down the road, but that'll be it. But that's where I was the last few days. So get that out of the way. And we got about a minute, so I'm not going to bring on Eric and then just go to a break. Let me just finish up here with a few notes, and then we'll get to Eric Phelps right after this short message. You can listen to all my archives. You'll find, if you go to RBN's archives right now, mine are only updated for the last 2 months for some reason. So are Frank Whalen's and a couple other people, and there's been a problem in the back. So if you listeners want to listen, keep ringing RBN to make them move a little bit quicker to get these archives up. They've been down a long time, and I don't understand why mine aren't up only the last 2 months. They said they're working hard to do that, so hopefully that'll be up shortly. In the meantime, you can go listen also to my archives off my website. You go down, you scroll, it says Important Notice, Audio Archives here, and you can get the latest shows. But I'm working desperately to get back 3 years' worth of work, and RBN is trying to do that. There's some problem, as other hosts have had the same problem. So if you're having problems with their archives, please let them know, because it's very vital. And the more they hear about it, the quicker they'll get it done, I believe. So that's where we're sitting with that. RBN's now at republicbroadcasting.org, and that's where you can listen to this show live every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. We'll be back with Eric Phelps after this short message. Oh, what? I didn't hear the music yet. Boy, I tell you, I'm rusty, a few days off. And I'm leaving early. There we go. There's the music that lets me know that we have to take a short break. And right on the other side of that break, I'll get back with my guest. Back after this short message.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk till peace has come.
Okay, we're back for our first segment. My guest is Eric Phelps. Let me lead into this with an article I just put on my website, and this will get us going for this hour, talking about the IRS system and what they try to do to persecute Americans to collect money to illegally run their wars and other things. But I said this, you know, people months ago when Pelosi took over as House Speaker, I said, you know, she's just another Vatican shill. Nothing's going to change. And with that, I asked her, I said, the Arctic Beacon went, that's my website, months ago went on record saying the crowning of Representative Nancy Pelosi, D. California, as House Speaker would bring no changes and nothing good for the American people. In fact, when Pelosi was elevated to the top post in the U.S. House, the Arctic Beacon asked her to respond to serious questions about Vatican control over foreign and domestic policy. Of course, Pelosi, like other Vatican-paid shills in the U.S. House and Senate, including, and I will include, Representative Ron Paul and the others, refused to respond. And her refusal means she is just another one of the big-time Vatican puppets, having been paid off to keep the truth from the American people while selling out her country for the loyalty to Rome and the New World Order, and, of course, her pocketbook. So why doesn't she respond to these questions? You know how, why? You know, I'm not going to take any crap from these people anymore, and that's anyone who doesn't want to talk about this, because, you know, we talk about all the serious problems in our country, pedophile problems, the problems of, you know, the war in Iraq, people dying by the thousands daily. And you know what? You mention this and people quiver because it's religious bigotry. What a pile of crap. It isn't religious bigotry. You know what it is? It just shows how many people are bought and paid off by these criminals. And that includes, you know, going all the way back to Spellman and all the popes that have been in the pocket of the CIA. Americans, wake up. And I'm not going to shut up about it. And if I do, you know, I'm not serving my Creator in the proper way, and I fear Him more than any of these criminals that are trying to hide behind the veil of the so-called Catholic Church, which I don't even call a church anymore. It's an institution of murder and genocide, and that's been proven over the years. There's a case in New York, in San Francisco, going on right now. Well, anyway, with that, let me get back to Eric Phelps, my guest. Eric, how are you today? Are you there? Is Eric Phelps there? Oh, Eric dropped off. Can you get Manny? We'll get him back on. But get him on and let me know then, Manny, when he's back on. And anyway, I'm in the middle of discussing something. We're going to get Eric, for some reason, dropped off the line. But that point is so ridiculous when people start thinking about it. What are you trying to protect? What is really going on in this country? Does anybody really want to deal with the real problems? Because if you look at every one of our problems, and you need to go to the heart of where the New World Order begins, and if somebody doesn't do it, who is? You know, who is going to do it? Are they going to continue to hide behind all that money and power over the years, hide behind the cloak of religion, which is a sham, while many people out there in the media are yelling at Bush and Cheney and all the supposed Bilderbergers and all that stuff? Well, that is a bunch of crap, too. Because you know what? If you get to them, that's not good enough. You got to understand the religious aspect of this war, of what's going on in the world. And even Bush, you know, one of their great puppets, said it's a crusade. So let's look at what a crusade is and look at the crusades over the years. You will see that there is a connection. Now, if we can discuss every other aspect of the New World Order, and that's why people come to this show, because they want to hear the whole story. If you want to discuss every aspect of the New World Order, then why isn't this discussed? Is there something wrong? Is it because everybody's bought and paid off by them and they want to hide behind the cloak? I'm looking at a picture of Pelosi here. She says when I asked her to comment about the Vatican and called her office, do you know what she said? Her office would not even respond. They don't want to talk about this, and neither does any one of our congressmen. And the reason is, and I believe, is they're hiding something. What else would be the reason? Oh, they're going to say it's religious bigotry, but you know what? That's a bunch of crap, like I said. It isn't. Is Eric Phelps there yet? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, you're there. You dropped off the line, and they didn't let me know you're back. But anyway, Eric, you heard my intro. I'm a little bit fired up today, and for good reason. This has got to stop. Openness in America, freedom of truth, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Where is it gone? And I know you want to talk about the IRS, but just comment on that for a moment.
Well, you know, the Jesuits have taken over every avenue of the press, and the legitimate avenues, at least in the eyes of the people, are in their hands. And so anybody that appears to be contrary to what is being said on the major news outlets controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations has appeared to be some sort of a kook. And that is the success that they have had over the psyche of the American people. And you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. Of course, nobody's talking about the fact that when she became Speaker of the House, she invited her old Jesuit friend, Jesuit priest, from San Francisco University to be there when she was sworn in. We're not told that. So the Jesuits are controlled the Speaker of the House, as they have been for 100 years, and they're in control of the Senate, they're in control of the presidency. And until their power is broken, they're going to continue to tax us to death, destroy the historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant middle class and all the others that have benefited from that, and continue to build the Black Pope's corporate fascism that he has successfully used in building with the Internal Revenue Service to finance his continual crusades for the benefit of the temporal power of the Pope.
And you know what? Let's just mention this before we get off on the IRS situation. I know you want to talk about that today, and it's very pertinent since April 15th is right around the corner. But I did want to mention this on behalf of a friend and our truth teller who I want to want the record set straight. His name is Archbishop Gerard Bouffard, and he's from Vancouver. He was the Archbishop of Guatemala for many years. Bishop Gerard Bouffard. And he came on my show and spoke openly, and you were there too questioning him. And he talked about the same things, about the Jesuit influence and how they're destroying this country and the world. And he talked about how he was a high-level Mason, how many of these priests are behind the scenes, and how they use the Masonic lodges to corrupt other people. And he came on and openly spoke and backed up Father Alberto Rivera, who died, was killed by the Jesuits for telling the truth. And since then, you know what? I found out that he has been muzzled and actually was told never to come on my show again or that he would be killed, simply a threat. And I wanted you to verify that because you heard the same thing, correct?
That's right. That's what he told my personal friend up in Canada. She contacted me. And, of course, he's under the great stress of this, which has made his cancer even worse. And so he's continually having these cancer therapies, and it could very well kill him. But he has been told not to come on anymore and talk. And that's one of the penalties that these men have to face when they leave the papacy and they start to tell the truth.
And I ask my listeners, think about this. And listeners who agree with us or disagree, who are actually working with the Jesuits and want this to be kept quiet, look at your soul and your heart for once in your life. And think about this. If they are not a part of this conspiracy, the New World Order, if they're not bringing down this country, then why would they not allow Father Bouffard, Bishop Bouffard, to speak openly? What are they hiding? It only shows their guilt even more. So wake up, Americans. It's a quite simple thing. You either want to be controlled and killed by these people in the end, or you're going to fight back. And that's what we try to do here.
I'm going to add, Greg, is that the average American Roman Catholic is considered by the papacy to be a liberal, in that they really don't regard the Pope as God manifest in the flesh. They really don't consider him to have the power to rule every country in the world. They don't uphold his temporal power. And they really don't believe he's infallible. They really, really don't. They practice birth control. They do all kinds of things that it's openly condemned by the papacy. So the Vatican considers the vast majority of the white Roman Catholics in this country to be liberals, and they are just as much condemned as those of myself who are considered heretics or obstinate heretics. So that's why they're bringing in all these millions of Latin Roman Catholics who will uphold the Pope's temporal power and who do believe he's infallible and will replace these liberal Roman Catholics that they seek to undo.
Are you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's one other thing. The message is starting to spread. I remember years ago, very few people would be covering this story. But anyway, I got contacted a couple of weeks ago, and I was on a new radio show as a guest, a guy by the name of Sid Catlett II. And Sid Catlett, let me tell you his background because it's quite interesting. He was he went to Notre Dame University on a basketball scholarship, was a high school All-American, was an All-American in the University of Notre Dame, played, in fact, under Digger Phelps, who's always on TV now, played with Austin Carr, who's a coach with the Dallas Mavericks, and also played with a good friend of mine named Johnny Eggert, who went to Notre Dame High School. And I know John quite well, and John knows Sid, and Sid knows John. And guess what? Sid Catlett then went on to play for the Cincinnati Royals in the NBA, and now is speaking the truth about what really is going on at Notre Dame University and what's really going on with the Jesuits. And he is backing everything that you say and that I say. And here is a man that's been through the higher education of Notre Dame University, basketball player at the NBA. And let me just say this, one of the few former high-profile athletes. In fact, his dad was a famous jazz drummer, Sid Catlett, who died an untimely death. That's another story in itself. He's on board, and I want to applaud him for being one of the few guys that really is stepping forward with a background like
Wonderful.
His. We'll get into that.
Wonderful.
And we've got to take a break, Eric, and then we'll get in. I promise we'll get into the IRS right after this message.
Okay.
Lose the love I knew. I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Yes, and I did want to just say this. I wanted to plug Sid Catlett's show. He's on Galactic 7 Radio, and he's on 9 to 11 on Thursday nights. But anyway, the message is starting to spread when you see people like that. He's one of the few, I consider him a former high-profile NBA player, went to the Notre Dame University, who's coming out telling the truth about what really is going on, and I applaud him for that, Eric. And he knows of your work and wanted me to pass that along to you and say that he respects a lot that you've done, and he's read your new Vatican Assassins, or he's reading, he read Vatican Assassins 2, I believe, and wants to get Vatican Assassins 3. Where can you get your book, by the way? Tell us. I'm going to run it on my website in the next couple days so people can buy it off my website, but where can they get it right now?
You can get it from Nelson Turner, N.C. Turner, at Drogheda. Drogheda at Comcast.com. That's one place. So you can get it at, from David Bay at Cutting Edge Ministries .com, or you can get it from Dr. Bill Deagle at ClanIron.com.
And, you know, just one last thing about Pelosi. In an article that I have, and I was sent an email by a gentleman by the name of Nick Rivera, He mentioned this. He said he learned that Pelosi personally invited the president of the order, the Jesuit order from the University of San Francisco,
right,
Stephen A. Privet, to give the invocation for her swearing in.
Right.
And Privet says this. He says, now, I asked Pelosi, his office, to respond about this Jesuit corruption. And you think if they would respond negatively and say, hey, there's nothing here, nothing at all to this Jesuit story. They don't want to even talk about it, and they're hiding something. And here's what Privet said. This is the Jesuit priest. So I asked Pelosi again, do you have a connection with the Jesuit order, and do you believe anything that we're saying here today? And if not, respond. Here's what Privet said. It was all, and he was at the house. He goes, it was all the more meaningful for me knowing that the United States' first woman speaker of the House was Nancy Pelosi from San Francisco, who has a strong relationship with the University of San Francisco and the Jesuits. There we go.
There you are.
Right from his mouth.
That's right. So
now, why won't she respond and defend him in their order? It's amazing to me.
What's really intriguing is that means the Jesuits are that much more bold in their public alignment with these public political figures rather than being in the shadows like they were with Newt Gingrich, John McCormick, and Tip O'Neill, and others that were in a less obvious way controlled by the Jesuits.
Right. And let's get into this IRS situation, because we had a few minutes here and then we got a half hour to start talking about it. But go ahead. Tell us what you wanted to bring to the table today.
Okay, I wanted to inform your listeners that this heavy progressive income tax on wages, which is indeed a fraud, is not new. And I cover this in my book and go back and show that the Crusades were financed by an income tax laid on the nobles and the priests, because they were the ones of wealth. Remember, in the Dark Ages, there was no middle class. They had no money. And so the common people, they were the soldiers used to fight the Crusades in the attempt to take Jerusalem from the Muslims. But the ones who paid for it in a progressive income tax. This is very important, because Pope Leo XIII said in the late 1800s that it is the responsibility of the hierarchy and the Roman Catholic people that it controls to alter the American government so that it comports with the teachings of the Vatican and ultimately how the Vatican Empire is run. So as the Jesuits run the Vatican Empire, they have modeled that right onto the face of this Holy Roman 14th Amendment American Empire that we have. So the taxing system is the same. The branches of government are the same. Everything is the same. And, of course, the Vatican Empire is a military empire. Well, the American Empire is a military empire in a continual state of war. So, therefore, to finance this continual state of war since really no later than 1950 with Dirty Harry Truman's Emergency War Powers Act of December, the American Empire now is conducting the Crusades for the papacy and has conducted the Crusades for the papacy since 1898 with the Spanish-American War, and is financed by the heavy progressive income tax, and that is a result of the Jesuits' Federal Reserve Bank extending credit to the U.S. government to finance the Vatican-controlled, Knights of Malta-owned, military industrial contractors so they can build the military, and the military can in turn be used by the Jesuits as commanded by their agents in the Council on Foreign Relations to the ends that the Jesuits want.
Yeah, it's amazing how far back it goes. And, you know, we sit here fighting, kind of like shadow boxing all the time. It's time we get the real criminals in the ring and wage the battle that should be waged against the real people who've been backing all this for years. We'll be back right after this short message with Eric Phelps.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. Let me give out this phone number because I always get a lot of calls. Eric's only going to be with us for an hour today, but I always have him back every couple of weeks, so don't worry about it. 800-313-9443, and we'll get to the callers who already have already called. But let me get back to what we were talking about, Eric. Go ahead. I cut you off in the middle of your discussion about the IRS.
Okay.
We've talked. Go ahead.
This is we covered the Crusades, and I wanted the folks to realize that the way the Crusades were financed in the past, that's how the Jesuits are financing the great American war machine today. The second thing is we need to read the history of the Inquisition, and really the classic work is by H.C. Lea. It's in a 3-volume set, The History of the Inquisition. And it describes how the Inquisitors would proceed. And the parallels between the Inquisition and the Inquisitional Revenue Service are identical. They are identical. For example, all you had to do was be accused of heresy. The Inquisitor would show up at your door, and you would be challenged. You would be arrested. You would be brought down to the Inquisitional capital, and then you would be taken down stairs in three stories underground. You would be tortured until they tortured a confession out of you. You gave your voluntary confession. And then after they did that, they would hand you over to the secular arm to be burned because, quote, the church shed no blood. This is almost identical as to how the Internal Revenue Service works. You are accused of owing an income tax or accused that you are required to file a tax return on your wages, which you are not. And then you are proceeded against, for example, with a summons, and they show up at your door like they showed up at my door. And on the face of this summons, it says, quote, you are hereby summoned and required to appear before, and it gives the name of the agent. Well, summon has a legal significance to it, as though it's from a court. Well, the great Schultz case says that an IRS summons has no force of law because it's not signed by a judge. And so the summons on its face has no force of law whatsoever, but they want you to think it does. And then it says you are required to appear. Well, the Schultz case says you're not required to appear. So because the Second Circuit's handed down this wonderful decision in the Schultz case, the IRS has just decided to ignore it, and they haven't altered their summons form in the least. And then what are you supposed to do? To give testimony. You are required to give testimony? Well, that means you're required to show all your books and records, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so they can tally up what they think you owe on your wages and then have you sign a 1040, a tax return, which you do voluntarily. How do we know that you sign this voluntarily? It's because the 1040 can be used against you in a criminal prosecution for income tax evasion, which carries a mandatory sentence of 1 year, and it's a felony. So what these sinners, these wretched inquisitional sinners are doing, are trying to motivate the American people into fear to appear before them, quaking and shuddering, giving testimony against themselves, voluntarily doing so, so that they can cajole you into signing a tax return voluntarily, because the judge has said this, so that they can use it against you in a federal prosecution, handing it over to the Department of Justice, handing you over to the secular arm to be burned. It's identical. And so, thus, it's no surprise to see that there are Jesuits involved in the Internal Revenue Service and Jesuits involved in the Justice Department.
I was just going to mention that the tax laws for years have been misinterpreted, have been, let me just say this. I finally found someone who set me straight on it a number of years ago, and his name is Robert Clarkson, and he's an attorney who really delved into the best way to fight the IRS. Let me just tell people, if you haven't filed this year, don't file. You can if you'd like, because it's a voluntary tax. But the safest thing for you to do is not to file and go on your merry way and use the money for your family and for yourself. Because where in the Bible did it ever say, and I'm going to quote Mr. Clarkson, that you had to pay these tin horn dictators your hard-earned money? When the Bible tells you that you have an obligation under God to use your labors to take care of your family and your friends.
That's right. Here's another verse, James 5, verse 4. Talks about, you know, the rich men. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. It goes on. Your gold and silver is cankered. He says, behold, the hire of the laborers, that's us, who have reaped down your fields. We work for these businesses. We work for these corporations. We have really no place to go for working, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. So the hire of the laborers, the hire is the wages. You've kept them back by fraud. That's called withholding. Federal, state, county withholding is keeping our wages back by fraud.
And our cries have come into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath, and he's not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time to resist these sinners. And that's just what they are. And we need to stop fearing them. They have no moral supremacy over us. These are wicked sinners upholding a system that is not validated in the law. There is no law that the U.S. Congress has ever passed requiring an individual wage earner to pay an income tax on his wages. Everybody that demands and says, show me the law, to these tyrants, they get no response at all. And I heartily recommend Rousseau's great recent release, From Freedom to Fascism. It's quite well documented.
Yeah, and what's really interesting also is that if you document the IRS taxes and you actually use your legal skills, I've done that along with direction from people that are not afraid, like Clarkson, to fight these people, you find that the law is voluntary. There's no obligation to pay income tax yet. There is not one congressman and not one senator, not one of them, even the law, you know, and the numbers of lawyers that could easily find this out, and if they were powerful in a sense to help the American people, they would come against this income tax, but they can't, because if they did, guess who they are going against, Eric, and you tell us.
That's right. They're going against the Jesuit order in control of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations controls the executive branch, the Senate, and the CIA, and the FBI, and the NSA, and all the intelligence communities together. And as a friend of mine said to me, who was a deputy sheriff in Lassen County, California, he said, you got to watch out for the feds. He said, they'll kill you. Yeah, a sheriff said they'll kill you. I think that's a disgrace that we should ever put up with any kind of intimidation like that. Because that's exactly what was done in Soviet Red Russia, and it should not be done to us.
Right. Here, is there anything else you wanted to get into on the IRS before
we move
on?
Here's a quote by the former one of the head of the alcohol. His name is Dwight F. Avis, head of the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax Division, Bureau of Internal Revenue. This is what he said, quote, your income tax is 100% voluntary tax, and your liquor tax is 100% enforced tax. The situation is as different as night and day.
Mm-hmm.
The Sheldon Cohen, who's a Jew, now this is very intriguing because, see, the Jesuits put their token Jews, their token Masonic Jews, up front to enforce their tyranny. So when people wake up to something like this, they can blame the Jews. And Sheldon Cohen is one of them. And when Rousseau is interviewing him, Rousseau says, is it not so that the Internal Revenue Code doesn't define the word income? And Cohen said, yeah, that's correct. The Internal Revenue Code doesn't define the word income. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court has said. What in the name of Christ are they doing telling us that income is wages when it's not defined in the Internal Revenue Code? And this, every Baptist preacher should be against. Every Baptist preacher should never have a 501c3 church, and every Baptist preacher should tell his people, listen, you're sinning when you pay the income tax on your wages because you're accomplishing two things. You are destroying the middle class, and you are building corporate fascism. And there's a book called The IRS, A Law Unto Itself, written by a CFR, you know, a connected individual. And he shows that the IRS, that 50% of the IRS agents are on the take, are receiving bribes, and that they regularly don't do anything to these big, powerful corporations, who all of them are cooking their books, all of them. And they go after the individual wage earner who refuses to give up his property and prosecute him because he doesn't have any money. And he can't find a lawyer to properly defend him until, of course, you have the help of Robert Clarkson. So it's a evil, wicked system that we must resist for two reasons. For the benefit, because it's right, number one. It's an obedience to the word of God, number two, because we're to resist evil in every form and facet that comes into our life. And number three is for the benefit of our posterity, because I don't want to put shackles and chains on my children. And number four, when we die and we're with the Lord, we'll have a better resurrection, and he will reward us for this.
You know, when I was in law school, I met a lot of lawyers, and I had some friends, and there were some of us that would openly talk about the IRS system how taxes were illegal, voluntary. And as I talked to some lawyers who these are ones that even believed them, were very few in California that did believe this, but the ones that did said, I got to pay anyway, because if I don't, I'll get disbarred. I'll lose my bar license, and I got to pay. So you know what? If they don't get you one way, they get you another, and that just shows you the criminality in the bar associations.
That's right.
Association, well, you know, and it's so amazing that how can in a law school setting in America, this area of the law is never taught, and that is the most important area. It's the money. You know, while they're collecting thousands of dollars for you to go to law school, and you're out working your butt off, giving the government 25% of what you make, they never tell you that, you know, it's voluntary. I never heard that once from a professor in law school.
Yeah.
And I doubt if you'll hear that anywhere around this country.
Well, we also have to remember another thing, too. If you are operating in privilege, if you have a license to practice law, everything you take in is income.
Mm-hmm.
To not have income, to have straight exchange of wages for a service rendered at a natural right, that is not taxable. But the moment you receive any corporation, and I don't know of any lawyers that don't have partnerships or corporations, S-corporations or whatever, they all owe the income tax. And they're thinking to themselves, I'm a lawyer, or now I've become a judge. I have to pay this income tax. Why should I be righteous with this poor sap that's in front of me and properly enforce the law? I'm not going to do it. I'm protecting myself as well as the system. So that's what their thinking really is. So these vast majority of these judges are corrupt, and it's only a very few that will tell the truth. And one of my appeals is on this broadcast is for any federal district judge who wants to tell the truth, I would be happy to entertain him in an interview, or I'm sure you would also, because that'll mean the end of your federal judgeship, but at least you told the truth.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you, there's so many lies going on in this country, you start wondering if, you know, where, how do you ever get one bit of truth from somebody that has a powerful position in our country? I doubt if it will happen. But let me get to Gus in Texas. Gus, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Morning.
Good. Do you have a question or comment for Eric?
Well, I have a comment. I am in agreement with everything that y'all are saying. The American people have been swindled out of their hard-earned money for as long as, well, since 1913, I think. But the one thing I wanted to comment on was the little that I know. I'm by far not an expert, not even a novice. I'm just breaking into this deal with the IRS and not paying taxes because basically I'm exempt. The one thing I have learned is the way the code is written and the way the laws are set up and, you know, the fact that the judges are not allowing the law in their court, the best way to get out of this is to go to one of the several places, websites that have literature and resources and actually file the correct documents to alert the IRS that you are withdrawing from the system, you are not liable for the tax, and do this legally, not just stop paying and not filing.
Agreed.
Because you could actually get into more trouble that way, the way the laws are set up and the way the courts are on the take as well as everybody else in the system.
Agreed completely. And that's why Robert Clarkson has a $500 package that people can buy, and you also buy the copyright with it. So you can sell it to others if you want to. And you have all the paperwork to withdraw.
Yeah, and that is by far the safest way. For those who don't go that route, the one thing you got to watch out is they may send you some letters, and you got to respond to the right letters. And if you do that, you're safe. But if you don't and you miss it, you can be held under a legal concept called silence in absentia, which means that by your silence, they've tricked you into now admitting that you need to pay, and they will file for you. So, yeah, I would agree with you, Gus. That's probably the safest way. Anything else?
No. Appreciate what y'all are doing. Let freedom ring.
Thank you. We're gonna keep that going on this show. And, you know, I've been told many times by people around me who've known me for years and who do some of the similar things I do, you're out of order when you talk about the Jesuits. And that reminds me of that Al Pacino movie. I say, out of order? Who are you to tell me I'm out of order? I'm just getting started at talking about this whole subject, and it ain't going to stop, because I'll tell you what, we have just scratched the surface in America. If you look at all the shows all over the place, all the journalists, all the people in this country, and if you look at the amount of stories in one day that cover this, you'll find it will fit on the ball, the point of a ballpoint pen. And that's why I'm going to stop covering the show, and until others start covering it, and concentrate on it. It's that simple. Because otherwise, it probably won't be heard. We'll be back right after this short message.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Okay, we do have a short time left with Eric Phelps. Eric, we only have a few minutes left, about 5 minutes, so why don't you continue with whatever you want to mention at this particular juncture. Go ahead.
Okay. The Jesuits, of course, then have put this tax upon the working man to destroy the middle class, and the Jesuits have always desired to destroy the historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Western nation. Canada, U.S., Canada pays the same tax. Sweden pays the same tax. Norway pays the same tax. Finland, South Africa, Australia, Scotland, England, Wales, Holland pays a horrible income tax. So all these historic Northern European nations and their descendants who settled North America, founding this Western civilization that gave the world all of its invention, gave it electricity, gave it light, gave it all the high inventions that makes science lovely and life much easier. All of this is to be destroyed and to be used only for the elite. And we, the common people, we are the goyim, we are the sheeple, we are the sheep to be sheared and to be eaten. We are the ones to pay this tax until there's no middle class left. And I'm of the opinion that there is no middle class left. It is gone. The American dream is finished. No one will ever own their own home again through working, exchanging their labor for wages, as we used to be able to do in the 50s. And so as a result, what do we have? We have exactly what the Vatican had in the Dark Ages, when you had all the corporate monopolies. And we have corporate monopolies now, like J.P. Morgan Chase and Enron, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're all run by high-level Freemasons or the Knights of Malta, all subordinate to the Vatican. So what has happened is the Jesuits have taken this evil, wicked 16th Amendment and used it, including the Internal Revenue Code, to destroy the Reformation, to destroy Western civilization, to destroy the middle class, and to bring us all back to feudalism. And by the way, for all you gun owners, for all of those of us who believe that we have a right to own and bear arms, in the Dark Ages, no man could own a crossbow. The Pope had decreed no crossbow ownership because a crossbow was the only weapon that could pierce the armor of a knight. So we will also have our guns taken from us, guaranteed. And with that, we will not be able to defend ourselves, we will not be able to finance our own way, to feed ourselves, and we will be utterly dependent on this huge cartel corporate fascist inquisition that will be maintained and enforced by the Jesuits through their multitude of bureaucracies.
Right. And the reason that some people say, well, the Jesuits, how can they do all this? And the real point here is that they understand there's going to be a backlash to many of their plans, but if they can keep themselves hidden, if they can always get people talking in and moving in the wrong direction to solve problems, and you'll see. That's why we've never understood we've never got to justice in Kennedy. That's why the IRS still has been doing this for 40 to 50 years, because we don't get to the root of the problem. Are you in agreement with me?
Absolutely, Greg.
Well, listen, Eric, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I will have you on again, because we, in our other segments, we left off at World War II and the Jesuit influence. We'll continue on with that at another show. But thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you again.
Pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3. You can get that shortly on my website at arcticbeacon.com. And go there if you still want to read about the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. We'll be back right after this short message.
Somehow, somehow, I love finding somehow that somehow I'll return again.